In its original form, the assembly resolution said the city opposed the current versions of the Sea Alaska lands legislation. What ultimately passed last night removes the word oppose and instead says the assembly has concerns about the measures. The gentler language came in an amendment from Assemblymember Tor Christensen as the meeting approached a mandatory 11 p.m. adjournment time. The assembly started discussion on the Sea Alaska resolution around 8 p.m. and heard testimony from more than 40 people. The group was roughly split on whether the assembly should oppose the legislation. The members of the public who spoke included Sea Alaska board members who were in town for a shareholder meeting, coincidentally held just down the hall from the assembly meeting. One of them, Jody Mitchell, said Sea Alaska helped put her through college and provides opportunities for its shareholders to advance. She urged the assembly not to oppose the legislation that's now in Congress, saying the land selections could bring economic opportunities to small villages where the costs of living are high.
High electric costs, high costs of food, high costs of transportation, high costs of fuel. They have so few opportunities. They have so few jobs. My fear is that this opposition is going to take even more away, not just not allow them to have jobs, but you're taking away their hope.
But others had concerns, including about how the legislation could impact public access to popular recreational and subsistence sites.
I respectfully request that the assembly express to Congress that these lands should remain available to all Sitka citizens.
That's Davey Lubin, who runs a sea taxi business that includes marine and hiking tours. He told the assembly he's worried Sea Alaska will restrict access, despite the company's assurances it will not. The federal legislation, he says, takes public land and puts it under the control of too few people.
It's not good for business, it's not good for access, it's not good for overall subsistence, and it's not good for recreation, and it's not good for the community.
But others, like Nels Lawson, leader of the Sitka Kagwantan, said he was disappointed people were speculating about what the company might do.
And it befuddles my mind how, if you're not a Sea Alaska Corporation director, how you know those things, how you know that Sea Alaska is going to restrict access.
People stood at the back of the room and along the wall waiting their turn to testify. Some spoke about the validity of the federal legislation itself. Others urged support or opposition from the assembly. Some said the assembly's resolution was not well-researched enough, and Sea Alaska lands manager Michelle Madsen refuted the claims of others that once the land is conveyed to Sea Alaska, the company would sell it. She says it will not. She also talked about public access.
It's guaranteed in the legislation. We can't just say tomorrow you can't come here. It will be in the law. So you'd be assured of public access.
But beyond the discussion of what the law says or doesn't say, a larger conversation seemed to emerge, that of community division. Some argued the resolution only says the assembly opposes the current version of the Sea Alaska bills, not the larger concept, and therefore wasn't divisive. Some said if the assembly opposed the Sea Alaska bill, a divide would deepen, and others said if the legislation passed in Washington, D.C., that would cause a deep divide. And because of all that, some said they felt a lot of anxiety over where they should stand on the issue.
Ever since I heard about this legislation, I've had an ache inside that I cannot even express in words.
Sitka resident Richard Nelson.
I believe responsible and thoughtful people will say that whatever it is that brings us together and unifies us as people is unequivocally good. And that whatever divides us and separates us as members of a community, as neighbors, is unequivocally bad. And only for that reason will I speak in support of this resolution. And only in hopes that we together will find a solution that is to the benefit of all of us and does not divide us.
After public testimony and some assembly debate, Tor Christensen and Pete Esquiro asked that the measure be postponed indefinitely, but others, including Mayor Cheryl Westover, said the assembly needed to act quickly as the bill was up for subcommittee hearings in both the House and Senate within the next 48 hours, and that the assembly's voice should be heard before then. Postponement failed, and with moments to go before a mandated 11 p.m. adjournment, The Assembly voted unanimously in support of the softer language, expressing concern about the Sealaska legislation, but not opposition. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.